Hello, welcome to Avantika Technologies Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Avantika's podcast. Today, we will be delving into UX UI once more, discussing the importance of user experience when it comes to mobile technology. Without a doubt, mobile devices have taken over the world. They are now an essential part of our daily lives, and most of us can barely do without them these days. Not only have mobile devices transformed our day-to-day activities, but they have also had a profound change in the way companies do business. Our guest today is Antonio Ramirez, CEO at Pixel 506, a business partner for Avantika. We will be counting on his experience today and discussing why UX UI should be an essential element when it comes to mobile development. We will be giving special attention to speech recognition apps, following the trend of natural language processing, the integration of artificial intelligence that drives these types of apps. Antonio, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's begin. Let's delve into the significance of mobile technology. Why has it become so important?
Well, that's a good one, right? Like, it's important because you most likely will forget about your mom's birthday than your mobile device. True. And so what happens is mobile devices have become part of our lives and it has a meaning to us. So we're so attached to the device that when it falls in the toilet and it breaks, we cry, right?
Exactly.
But it's a device. But mm-hmm. So we as humans attach emotions mm-hmm. to the devices, right? And that's why later we're going to talk a little bit about user experience. Mm-hmm. What user experience does is create emotions with mm-hmm. objects for mm-hmm. us humans to, mm-hmm. you know, to interact.
Yes, like empathy with our devices. And like you've said, they've become such an important part of our lives that they're everywhere, basically. We take them everywhere. Yeah. And because of this constant interaction, would you say that users have high expectations when it comes to user experience and mobile apps?
Yeah, totally. So first of all, we're very attached to the mobile devices because it solves problems for us, mm-hmm. right? Let's talk about WhatsApp, right? Uh-huh. The communications application. And what it really does for us is solve one problem, texting, internationally, right? Later, years later, when it was really well done, they added the phone call, uh-huh. right, on WhatsApp. But it's solving one problem, which is communications internationally, okay? So that's what we have on our phones. We have applications that daily solve our problems, right?
Life easier.
Exactly. So it makes life easier. It has a meaning to us. And so with that, it becomes almost a priority. The user experience mm-hmm. Is important for companies because if you create an app or, you know, whatever you call an app that has a very poor user experience, people are not going to get engaged with the application, right? Back to what I said previously, we need to add emotions to the application. Remember, this is a machine and this is software, mm-hmm. ones and zeros. So we need to add emotions to those ones and zeros so that it appears as emoticon. Right,
okay.
Or that it appears as a voice, right? Mm-hmm. That will create the emotion we need, and so companies should invest in user experience as a priority mm-hmm. to make customers like their applications.
Okay, yes, because that was exactly what I was going to ask next. Anyone who is designing or developing a mobile app needs to take UX UI into consideration and make it a priority. It has to be, if they want their app to be a success, they have to include it somewhere in the process. Or would you say it should be part of the process from the very beginning?
Right. For most companies, according to Accenture, 75% of companies in the world mm-hmm. are expecting to do a new user experience. 37% of those companies, they see a return on investment right away when they invest in user experience. Now, the thing is, it's a long-term process. Mm-hmm. As you said, it should be part of the development cycle. It should be part of the marketing cycle. So when you talk about user experience, you're touching many points. For example, you're touching marketing, you're mm-hmm. touching the application, the user, and then you're talking the services behind the application. I don't want to get too technical, but when you think as a user experience designer, you have to think how I'm solving the problem, but that the experience the customer has outside the company is the same experience inside the company.
Okay, yes, kind of like a blending of it.
Exactly. And but it's super important, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a priority.
Okay. And speaking about the trend, the mobile trends, one of these trends that has made waves is speech recognition. And, well, speech recognition integrates natural language processing. These voice user interfaces or virtual assistants like Siri or Google Assistant have had really great impact. How do you think this has changed the panorama of user experience or designing for user experience?
Yeah. From the previous question,
yes.
I forgot to ask add that a user experience person should always be present in different teams.
Okay.
Right? So again, like it should be part of the development team as well. It should be part of the marketing team and the user experience team. And so with that, and talking about trends, when we come to natural language processing, mm-hmm. what it's doing is making life easier. So let's say you're in the car and you hold a coffee in your hand and you're driving with the other one and you're thinking, I gotta call mom or I gotta call my best friend. It's easier if I just say, hey Siri or hey Google or hey Mercedes, call mom mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like a shortcut.
Right, it's a shortcut, but it's mm-hmm. all—it's also like you're not losing attention on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're speaking to me and I'm next to you. And so what it does, it's saving you time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's actually pretty amazing because if you think about it, this is software understanding human speech. That's the whole point behind natural language processing. These algorithms are trained by developers to recognize spoken commands. So they're basically understanding a person when they're speaking. And that is, for me, that's kind of like science fiction made real.
right. Hollywood.
Hollywood. But at the same time, this has kind of like changed the way we, or maybe the expectations we have as users.
Right.
So now what we can do is literally talk to our phone mm-hmm. and the phone responds or misunderstands sometimes as we know.
For the most
happens.
Part. Yeah.
Because that
yeah,
also
so, so we're so we're not there yet mm-hmm. with natural language processing. So there's a couple of ways that it works. So let's say, for example, you call Siri and you say call mom. What it does really, it translates your voice, goes into a database, and through algorithms, it goes into finding the word call and attach an action to it. And it also finds the word Bob and finds the phone number attached to Bob. So it goes translating our voice into commands, into text, look, searching on a database, sending all that information back to your phone so that you can talk to your mom.
Yeah, that's
got it.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
It's pretty incredible,
and it does it like in less than a second.
Less than seconds, but then what happens is the next step, mm-hmm. which is really hard, and is natural language processing. So, for example, I'm Costa Rican and I have an accent, but we're speaking in English, right?
Yes.
And I learned English in New York, so it's a little bit different than Californian English or the UK English.
Completely
right?
different.
So inflection points. Slang, right, is different. So, and especially if you learn the Brooklyn accent. So that's different. So what it does, it's the algorithms get trained, mm-hmm. right? So every time you speak, the algorithm learns to listen to your voice. That's why when you lend your phone to somebody else and they speak to your phone, it doesn't work mm-hmm. because your phone already recognizes
who
Adriana
patterns.
Is, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's many ways to go about it, but then there's a difference between that and telling Siri to find your phone number.
Yes. So you would say that that's kind of like a challenge that UX designers face when incorporating speech recognition or natural language processing in mobile apps, like the training. Or what other challenges do you think they have to face?
There's many challenges. The most important challenge to manage is the expectation of the customer. When we tell the customer on an ad that Siri is seamless with your voice, but then you go and you ask Siri for stuff or Amazon Alexa for stuff, and it, oh, sorry, I don't understand, comes back with that phrase, you get frustrated, right? So the idea is to manage the expectations that these systems are in constant training, and it will get to a point that it's going to understand you completely. But at the beginning, there's like a ramp up or a curve that they need to learn how I speak or how you speak.
Makes so it's kind of like making that clear to the client.
Yeah, you gotta manage the expectations for the client. You gotta take care of errors. If something happens, you have to prompt something to the user to let them know that there's an error. Activation phrases, like sometimes you have to tell the customer how to talk to the device, right? For example, just to activate Alexa, you have to say, hi, Alexa, or Alexa, right? But nobody, like if you go and say, play song number one, it's not gonna do anything. Mm-hmm. The activation phrase is, hey, Alexa, right? Mm-hmm. Or hey, Mercedes, or hey, Siri.
Yeah, and concerning those activation phrases, sometimes, because the whole point of natural language processing is for the interaction to feel natural. Because the software, well, obviously we're still far from it, but the objective of the software is for it to understand you when you speak naturally. So the
right.
ultimate goal is for the interaction to feel like if you're talking to another person.
Right.
And sometimes, well, if you just, for example, I don't go up to you and say, hey, Antonio, every time I want to talk to you.
Right, right.
So that's part of like the UX in the sense that it has to feel natural. But obviously, developers or designers need to find a way to make it seamless, to make it a bit more, for the technology to work, basically.
Right, right.
So I guess it's a balance.
Again, we come a long way, and Hollywood is probably misled a lot of people, right?
Completely.
Because you think Minority Reports that this thing was gonna work in the past 5 years, but it hasn't. It's a constant development process, and AI is getting better. Machine learning, which is a part of AI, is getting better. Databases are getting better. For natural language processing to work, Amazon has a huge data warehouse that they can tap into to get words and phrases, et cetera, right? So for all this to work, we need to collect more and more data. And so it's going to start getting better and better and better.
Exactly. It's kind of like giving it time and being a bit more patient.
A little bit more patient. Yes.
And all right, the whole point of, like we said, of speech recognition is to make life easier, and to make these apps, basically they make life easier because they lessen the need to interact physically with your phone. So that means that voice is becoming much more important in the interaction between human and device. And now that voice is coming first, or is starting to come first, what UX UI elements do designers and developers need to consider?
There's many ways to go about it. So first of all, your application should be designed run with natural language processing.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you start talking to the phone, as you can see, it has some waves, right, showing mm-hmm. that you're speaking to the phone.
Mm-hmm.
When it finishes, it does a sound. So a lot of what it has that designers have to incorporate to the apps they're designing is sound,
yeah.
right? For the most part. So for example, a very nice voice mm-hmm. will do very good for the application. A pattern that happens when you're talking to the app will have a very good, acceptance
Better,
by
like
the user.
Improves the usability maybe.
Well, no, what happens is, not the usability, but if you're talking to a phone,
mm-hmm.
right, but you don't see any changing any changes on the screen, then you don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. You have to let the user know what's happening.
Yes.
So when you say, hey, Alexa, it sounds ping, and yeah. then she talks, that's letting you know that she is alive, right?
Yeah.
When you finish, she does another ping, right? That means that she's finished. So you're letting the customer know that something is happening. Some action is being taken care of, right?
Yeah, and you do that through sound.
You do that through sound, right? It's like when you let the door of the car open, it makes that sound. You come back, you close the door. So there's a couple of things, right? So first, manage the expectations, take care of errors, mm-hmm. Activation phrases. And then when you go into testing and prototyping, you have to think of sound. So a clear voice, iconography or animations that show that things are happening, that's very important. And then the results, right? Are the results going to be displayed on a screen, or the device is going to talk back to you, right? So you have to decide how you want the results how you're going to show the results to the customer.
Okay. And I guess, well, naturally, the essentials of UX, UI always still apply, you know, because you have to, one, understand the product, you have to understand the user. So doing the research also, I guess, plays a key role. Like, who are you designing the app for?
Correct.
Who is going to be using it?
Correct. Remember, user experience is the ability to add emotions to an application. Mm-hmm. So if you follow the UX rules, you're going to have a successful product. So let's say your product is going to run on Mac, right, or iOS. You have to think how Siri works, right? How that application is going to interact with Siri. If your website is going to be like every website run on Google, then how can you get the most out of Google Voice to activate parts of your website, right? Or the other ones, right? Like Amazon, for example. So the idea is that you always think of the user first, who you're designing for, and how you apply techniques using user experience and voice recognition to show the user the results.
Okay, perfect. And that actually brings us to the next question. Any recommendations you would give to UX UI designers for this type of app or this type of technology?
A lot of prototyping. I know some companies don't want to spend money on this, but prototyping will save you money later on. Let's say you start designing an application and you want to incorporate voice recognition. Siri already is in there, so you can manipulate your prototype with voice and see how it works. Also, test a lot. Testing will be user testing, right? You go and you show it to users and you say, hey, talk to the phone and see if the application does what it's supposed to do. So prototyping is key. Do this, the agility method, right? Which is design, test, prototype, validate, design, test, prototype, validate. Follow a methodology. Basically, you just follow steps. And once you know it works, then you can go into final design and then development.
Yeah, like fine-tuning.
Fine-tuning, yeah.
Okay.
The whole point is to create exceptional experiences for your users. This is the ultimate objective, right?
Yeah. And anything else you'd like to add?
Have fun. I think, this is up and coming. The first customer we had 10 years ago, it's a very large organization doing a lot of voice recognition stuff. Actually, their software is being used by United. If you call the United call center now, their system is going to answer all your questions. They spent 10 years coming up with the technology, right? Now it's easier to tap into that technology, so it's easier to experiment. So I will say, set aside some budget, try to experiment, but don't be left behind, because this is coming. And in the next years, we're going to see a trend of UX designers moving more into voice products.
Okay, great. Well, there you have it, listeners. Speech recognition and natural language processing have transformed the way people are interacting with technology. This has changed the panorama of mobile development and it's something that needs to be considered by app designers and developers everywhere. As Antonio has made clear, you always have to keep your end user in mind to provide the outstanding UX that will make your app a success. Thank you, Antonio, for your time and recommendations.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Avantika's podcast. Look forward to our next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next time. And don't forget to subscribe to Avantika Technologies channel.